This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
Back on track. Bill Martinez live.
Well, former President Barack Obama had this to say about President Trump's decision to pull the U.S. out of the Iran deal. Quote, leaving the agreement could embolden an already dangerous regime, threaten our friends with destruction, pose unacceptable dangers to America's own security, and trigger an arms race in the world's most dangerous region. Let's get reaction from Republican congressman and veteran from Florida, Brian Mast, who is on the House Foreign Relations Committee, among other things. Good to have you with us tonight.
Always good to be back.
What do you make of what President Obama had to say? He laid out some specific worries that he has about withdrawing from this deal.
I think they were just flat out wrong. I mean, you look at the last 8 years, the previous administration, it's like they suffered from some Chamberlain syndrome where if they could ignore or appease our enemies enough that somehow our enemies would disappear or go away. And that's simply not the truth. And after that, they were emboldened. You saw the Iranian Revolutionary Guard being on the banks of Israel there. You see what they've done in Yemen with attacking our Navy vessels, with taking our soldier or our sailors hostage. You've seen the things that have gone on since then. They've become more emboldened.
What do you make of this? Because I know that you, in your time in the Army, among other things, you were a bomb tech, but you also were trained with regard to nuclear weaponry.
That's right.
So what do you make of what the Obama administration says and what former Secretary of State John Kerry has been out saying? This put guardrails on them. This stopped them from moving forward, and taking away the deal takes away those protections.
That's not the reality of the situation. They needed three things to develop a nuclear weapon. They needed the material to do it. They needed a delivery system, an ICBM or whatever delivery system to deliver to wherever they wanted. And they needed the money to do it. People should ask themselves, why is it that this is technology that the United States of America was able to develop in the 1940s? The delivery systems by the 50s and 60s, and Iran still hasn't developed it to this day. They haven't had the materials that they needed. They haven't had the technology that they needed. They haven't had the money that they needed to go out there and develop these systems. We loosened the restrictions on them to develop those delivery systems, those ballistic missile systems. We allowed them access to the world stage in terms of being able to go out there and sell their oil on the world stage. We've allowed them to colonize the Middle East and exploit the resources throughout the region. We're giving them all the tools that they need. And now the last piece that we've given to them was all they have to do is wait out enough time, and they're going to have all the fissile material they need to go out there and put it on the end of a warhead.
Well, and today, reaction from Iranian President Rouhani saying this. He's quoted as saying this on state television there, saying that he had ordered Iran's Atomic Energy Organization to prepare for unlimited uranium enrichment in the event that the government decides to withdraw from the pact. Because they say, listen, the Europeans are still part of this. We have other countries. We're not leaving the pact, but if we decide to, we're ready to fire the stuff right back up.
Well, that's what we've known from the very beginning. That's what all the information that Prime Minister Netanyahu put out there, that the Iranians were cheating from the very beginning. They weren't an honest broker when they were negotiating this with Kerry. They weren't upfront about what their true intentions were with the nuclear program. That's everything that was put out there in that information that President Trump was referencing. So we know they're ready to fire this program up, and they were ready to cheat on the program while they weren't letting IAEA inspectors into their facilities that were on military bases. That we know that's where they were probably going to be developing these systems.
You know, many of our European allies have urged the president to stay as a part of this deal, try to better it from being still engaged with it. Emmanuel Macron's tweet today says France, Germany, and the UK regret the U.S. decision to leave the JCPOA, this agreement. The nuclear nonproliferation regime is at stake. What does this do for our relationship with our allies now?
It makes it a little bit more tenuous. I don't think that anybody should deny that, but we have to be able to come to a realization that you don't make peace with your enemies. You negotiate peace with former enemies, and Iran is not any kind of former enemy. We shouldn't have been making that kind of negotiation with a nation that's willing to go out there and attack our service members on the battlefield. They were the ones that were out there in placing improvised explosive devices, lacing them with nuts and screws and bolts so that they could put holes in U.S. service members. They were the ones that were out there giving the technology to the Iraqis on explosively formed projectiles and weaponry that could rip through our up-armor Humvees. They are the ones that were out there being the aggressors. They were not a former enemy, and we shouldn't have been trying to negotiate with them.
Childhood is full of wonder, and we get the chance to relive it with our grandchildren every day. But imagine missing special moments with a grandchild or seeing them through cloudy vision. The Foundation Fighting Blindness can help by providing valuable information about diagnosing and treating AMD. Age-related macular degeneration is the leading cause of vision loss in people 55 and older, but it doesn't have to be. The Foundation Fighting Blindness is driving research and saving sight by providing information about diagnosing and treating AMD. Don't miss a moment of your grandchildren's youthful wonder because of poor vision. Learn more about vision-saving preventions and treatments. Call the Foundation Fighting Blindness today at 1-800-BLINDNESS for a free packet on reversing or managing AMD. Or go to the website fightblindness.org where you can find so much helpful information. Call 1-800-BLINDNESS today. That number again is 1-800-BLINDNESS or fightblindness.org.
Are you ready?
Yeah.
Okay, let's do it. Bill Martinez Live, a program about current events, our culture, our values, our politics, and our future. And now, Bill Martinez.
We better stop. Hey, what's that sound? Everybody look what's going down.
It is 6 minutes after the top of the hour. Bill Martinez here. For more information on the show, you can go to BillMartinezLive.com. It is all right there awaiting you. And if you want to drop me an email, we'd love to hear from you. Good, bad, indifferent. Bill at BillMartinezLive.com. You know, a lot has been talked about Donald Trump, certainly, and any kind of connection with Russia. And we've got Seth Hatena with us. Seth has written the first and only comprehensive history that examines Donald Trump's long-involved connections to Russia. Now, this was as a businessman, okay? And maybe this will help us to put into perspective what the Mueller probe is all about and what we're trying to find out here as to how much of this was, you know, just in the realm of business or how much really leads into any kind of collusion. And maybe in part this is what Seth wanted to do, but he's here to tell us himself what was the reason for pursuing this idea of the Trump-Russian connection here. Seth, welcome to Bill Martinez Live.
Hi, Bill. Thanks for having me.
Well, okay, to that main question, you know, a lot have been bantered about, you know, relevant to Donald Trump and the Russian collusion heading into 2016. But you took it upon yourself to give us some information as to why even people would think that there was some sort of connection between Donald Trump and Russia. And you said, well, let's go back. I mean, you did the logical thing and said, let's look into the history here, right?
That's exactly right. And, you know, I started in 1984. You know, I think what's been missing from this whole story is history, that it's such a swirling, complex story, and it's difficult to follow. That's just my instinct, is to go back and see what was there initially. And it turns out in 84, Trump sold a block of apartments to a group of Russian criminals in Trump Tower, you know, just after it opened. And that was kind of where I started.
Mm-hmm. Now, all right, so what did you find in doing this? I mean, obviously business people go where the money is, right?
Absolutely.
So is this just a typical, you know, financial transaction that took place that now started to, you know, connect with other things down the road?
I think so. I mean, what happened was, you know, what I found, this sale has been known for a while, but what I was able to find out was that that Trump had solicited their investment. That it wasn't they who came to him; he came to them and convinced them that it would be a great investment for these guys to invest in Trump Tower. And they spent, you know, $6 million of proceeds from this gas tax scam they were running here in New York to buy these apartments. And you know, that's the interesting thing to me, was that he came to them, I'm still a little unclear. I was never able to nail down exactly how he found these people, but these are the kinds of people he was hanging out with. Mm-hmm. And I thought that was interesting and decided to follow down that road.
And I'm, you know, and I'm open to understand people who are, you know, building and selling property and that, you go to where the money is, right? I mean, that's what aspects of business, because you're in the free enterprise system, and so you're looking for ways to, to move your product and sell it. So, you know, that can seem understandable. But were you able to discern in your research that there was something more diabolical here?
Well, so there's a couple of interesting points about that. I mean, you're absolutely right. Look, you know, businessmen, you know, they take, people want to buy an apartment, they take the money. And Trump Tower was a little unique. First of all, it was, at the time, it was only one of two buildings that accepted anonymous buyers. So that meant that you could, a shell company could buy an apartment in Trump Tower without disclosing its owners. So that attracted a whole you know, there were celebrities in Trump Tower, and there were perfectly regular business people in Trump Tower, but it also attracted a kind of a rogues gallery of criminals and swindlers and people like that who wanted to hide their money. And
right.
So Trump has had, this is kind of like the two faces. He has the, you know, the business where it's, you know, Johnny Carson is there and there's celebrities there and regular business people. But at the same time, he's perfectly open to taking money from very questionable sources.
Mm-hmm.
And that, you know, that I kind of found led him into some trouble.
Okay. All right. So let's get into that. All right. So, I mean, I understand. And you lay this out right, that in Trump Tower, you've got you've got quite the gallery of personalities, like you say, from Johnny Carson to other people that they love anonymity, and it affords them a lot of latitude, doesn't it?
Right, and some people, there's legitimate reasons to have anonymity too. If you are in if there's a divorce or if there's some kind of legal issue going on, then anonymity may have a purpose. But it also attracts people like the Russian criminals who wound up there, and you know, the problems that flowed from that were that you have guys hanging out there who are serving home detention in Trump Tower, and then I found that there was an attempted assassination that almost, you had mafia figures hanging out outside of Trump Tower waiting to put a hit on one of these Russian criminals as he came out.
Wow.
So you're kind of opening up it's a dangerous thing. It's one thing to accept, anonymous buyers, but if you're just willing to take money from anybody, you get anybody, and that's what happened.
Now, you say that this type of business transaction that was taking place, not all across the board, there's select people that were doing this, but these particular Russian criminals were laundering money at Trump's Atlantic City Taj Mahal Casino.
That's right. So that's another interesting thing. So, the Atlantic City, the Taj Mahal opened into bankruptcy, basically. It had taken on too much debt, and it was in financial trouble almost from right away. There was an interesting business model going on there that the main business of a casino is attracting high rollers.
Mm-hmm.
You know, they're the guys who gamble, I don't feel comfortable doing this, but they're comfortable gambling $250,000 a night or $100,000 a night.
Yeah, it's like nothing. That's like a penny loafer money for them, you know. Right. I'm like you. I'm not comfortable with that either. But I know they exist. I've seen them, so.
They do. So the trick is you have to find these people, and again, there are wealthy people who like to gamble. There are hedge fund people. There are all kinds of, there are celebrities who like to play poker. There's all kinds of people who have lots of money and like to gamble. But again, what I found was that Trump was going again toward this kind of criminal element, and he had the Taj Mahal became a kind of favorite destination for the Russian mafia on the East Coast. And Trump was catering to them in many ways. He was bringing in Russian entertainment. He was having, circus acts coming for the Russian families and ice performances and theater acts and concerts. Everything was in Russian. So, he's catering to not just, he's catering to everyday Russians, but the ones he really wanted were the high rollers.
Mm-hmm.
And it turned out, and this hasn't gotten much attention yet, but it turned out he had a gangster on his payroll at the Taj Mahal whose job was to bring in these kinds of high rollers. And this guy was identified by a Senate investigation and by police in Canada as a member of an Asian triad which was dealing heroin.
Mm-hmm.
And when this guy's criminal background was exposed, Trump you know, he didn't get rid of him right away. In fact, he sent his, you know, his president of the casino down there to defend him at the casino hearing. So, again, it's a pattern is starting to emerge, you know, unfortunately.
Well, we're going to let it emerge more and breathe more in the second segment with Seth Attena. Stay with us. This is Bill Martinez, and we'll continue our conversation with the award-winning journalist right after this, 15 minutes after the top of the hour right now.
You have been lied to, generation after generation, time after time after time.
If you follow the money, then you understand why America's in the condition it's in.
Now, you created the Star Reserve in 1913 through lies. You create 9/11. Through 9/11, you're fighting a war on terror. And now all of a sudden you go into Iraq, which was another lie.
This book will open people's eyes. Pre-order now at KillingUncleSamBook.com. KillingUncleSamBook.com.
I tried other brands, but I came back to my sunshine.
For the best hot or cold pain relief, get the best. Get a Sunny Bay heating pad.
Sometimes life can be a pain in the neck or back or shoulder.
And the best relief for that pain is a Sunny Bay heating pad. Did you know that the American College of Physicians said that one of the best ways to treat muscle pain is heat therapy? Sunny Bay heating pads are handmade with high quality, can be used at home or at work, and have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy.
Why take another pill?
Many people use our Sunny Bay heating pads alone and got rid of the neck pain.
Long distance travel or long hours in front of a computer can take its toll on your body.
See why our homegrown small business at sunny-bay.com has tried to help people just like you. Get your Sunny Bay heating pads at sunny-bay.com. That's sunny-bay.com or call 253-678-1361. For hot and cold therapy, sunny-bay.com.
Healthcare reform is confusing. With the loss of the Obamacare mandate, those needing help can now choose an affordable alternative. By joining Liberty HealthShare, you're part of a community of health-conscious Americans all over the country who control their own healthcare costs and choices. Liberty HealthShare is not insurance. It is an association of self-pay patients who unite with like-minded people to share the cost of their medical needs. Neighbor helping neighbor. Learn more now by going to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILINGthem.com.
Do you have difficulty taking supplements? Are you searching for a high-quality, complete nutritional drink that your whole family will love? NutriMedical's Life Support has arrived. All of your daily nutritional requirements in one quick, delicious drink. Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support is a proprietary blend of vegan protein, activated vitamins, essential minerals, amino acids, probiotics, green tea, digestive enzymes, anti-inflammatories, cancer prevention, detoxification, and much more. Your body will high-five you for this one. Life Support is the best complete nutritious meal replacement on the market. Whether you are an elite athlete, have post-operative challenges, chronic illness, elderly, or a family that just wants a quick, delicious drink, try Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support for optimized nutrition in one great-tasting smoothie. Just add cold water, almond milk, fruit, or anything else you like. NutriMedical's Life Support. Try our great-tasting chocolate or vanilla today. Call 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutriMedical.com. NutriMedical.com for the whole family.
Bacon lovers, we ship free. Try our amazing bacon. No refrigeration required. Proprietary value-added packaging provides 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully cooked bacon in America today. Ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Savory and delicious. Wholesale price for your everyday use. Order today at readytoeatbacon.com. Readytoeatbacon.com.
From Maine to Oregon and SoCal to Florida, Bill Martinez live. Open the
Martinez live. Hey, way you like us, fresh every day, 9 to noon Eastern, 6 to 9 Pacific, on this very independent Bill Martinez live radio show. 19 minutes after the top of the hour right now, Seth Attena continues with us, award-winning journalist, longtime investigative reporter for the Associated Press, where he covered numerous stories of political corruption and American war crimes. His new book, Trump Russia, is the first and only comprehensive history that examines Donald Trump's long-involved connections to Russia. I mean, for all the talk that there's been about the Russian collusion, this is the kind of reporting that we need to have so that we're dealing in the realm of facts instead of suggestion and a lot of opinion. As you've heard me say many times on this radio show, in the absence of fact, opinion rules. And Seth has done the shoe leather work, the hard work that investigative reporters are trained to do. They do it by experience, and he's had a lot of experience in doing it and bringing to the forefront here the facts, and then it's up to you to decide in terms of this relationship between Donald Trump and Russia. Seth, where we left it off was we were talking about, the interaction there in Atlantic City and Trump's hiring of a gangster. Obviously, he would have known that this guy was a bit of a ne'er-do-well, but he delivered on what it was that Donald Trump needed, and that was high-rolling Russians to come into the Taj Mahal, which was already in trouble financially anyway. So it sounds like this opened up for some desperate moves.
It did, and again, it's starting to emerge that there's a pattern of that Trump's relationships with the Russians is starting to solidify in the 90s when these events were taking place. And there's kind of a notorious Russian criminal. It's kind of like the John Gotti of Russia. And he came to America to impose order on the warring Russian gangs in New York that were killing each other and blowing each other up. And while he was here, the FBI tracked him. First, they found him in Trump Tower, and nobody could quite figure out what he was doing there. Mm-hmm. And then he turned up in the Taj Mahal, and he was spotted gambling heavily there. He was he was chauffeured there in limousines. He was getting comped, which is legal. He was getting comp services. Sure. And then he vanishes. Mm-hmm. But when they finally arrest him, it turns out he's got Trump's office number in his phone book. He's got the fax number. He's got all the numbers for Trump. So there's, it's an interesting, it's just a kind of a pattern that's beginning to emerge.
Mm-hmm. So here you've got this figure who comes to New York. He ends up at the Taj Mahal. There's a direct connection, obviously, with Donald Trump, and he's got his phone number, all this stuff. So you're seeing this relationship. So where is Trump in his business in the 90s at this point? We know that the Taj Mahal is failing, and he's looking, in some senses, he's looking to, financially survive here and keep the Trump enterprise rolling, right?
Yeah, exactly. And the 90s were a really, really rough time for Trump. And, in kind of the later 90s, he goes to Russia to try to build his first building overseas. It would have been in Moscow. And he's pitching buildings there. He's being attracted by Russian money, by Russian development. That development is unsuccessful, as were all Trump Tower. There was never a Trump Tower built in Moscow, but that's not for want of trying. He tried for years to get something built there, and visited and was, when the Trump Towers in Moscow failed, what happened was he decided to market his apartments in the United States to Russians, and then you see an influx of Russian money into his apartments, and that starts a little later in kind of the 2000 time frame.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. So relevant to these, the connection with the Russian oligarch. So I got to imagine, okay, he's in the early 90s, he's finding this this pipeline of Russians coming in and frequenting, the Taj Mahal, coming to New York. He's a business guy, sees money here, and then goes to Moscow and probably learns a little bit more about, the financial underpinnings of Russia, right?
Exactly. Exactly. And when he's there, you know, it's kind of the Wild West or Wild East, I guess.
Mm-hmm.
And there's huge, you know, Russia is, you know, in the 90s, you couldn't really deal in Russia without dealing with organized crime. And that's not a knock on Trump. That's just everybody. Like, mm-hmm. organized crime ran the show in the 90s. And right. that's part of why you saw Vladimir Putin, because people were so disgusted with how their country fell so low. You know, they felt they needed somebody who could bring in order. But you know, it's pretty clear in the 90s when Trump's there, he's again rubbing elbows with Russian criminal types. Some of whom were in the city government. It's not his fault, you know. The,
right.
But again, you know, he's not trying to build his first building in Paris or London.
Mm-hmm.
He's going after this kind of money, and it's just the repeating pattern that keeps happening.
Mm-hmm. Well, in his ensuing education of Russia and the oligarchs, and as you say, it was the Wild East there. How much has changed since Putin has taken over?
Oh, that's a great question. You know, I think things have changed. I think Russia is still a corrupt country, but it's not being in some ways it's changed, in some ways it hasn't, I should say. You know, there's a sense of order in Russia now that there wasn't in the 90s when you had literally people just, I mean, there was an incident where people were firing rocket-propelled grenades into the streets of Moscow. It was out of control. So there's a sense of order there. But organized crime, you know, it's just gotten more sophisticated. It's put on a business face now, and people who are wearing fancy suits, and you know, they may have connections to the intelligence community and organized crime and the government and all three. It's just a strange world that's really foreign to Americans and it's hard to understand.
Mm-hmm. Seth, after everything is said and done in this book, Trump Russia, is there some, I guess, is there veracity to support the Mueller contention, or what some are saying? I mean, we really don't know for sure, even though there's been some, I think, some conditional leaks out of that special counsel. Is there anything there that you've been able to discover that would suggest that Trump and Vladimir Putin and the Russian oligarchs somehow colluded to make sure that he was elected over Hillary Clinton?
Yeah, first of all, I hope that's not the case. And I found nothing really that, you know, that is outside of anything that you've seen in the papers to suggest that that happened.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, part of me is skeptical about it, but especially the more salacious allegations. But at the same time, with this pattern of money coming into Trump properties and his casinos, and it went on for years and years, it wouldn't surprise me if it's not collusion we're looking at, but some form of corruption, that there's sort of illicit money flows.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, how that played out, you know, I'm going to leave that to Robert Mueller. He's got to, you know, he's going to get to the bottom of that and figure that out. But yeah, I don't see, you know, all the salacious stuff that you hear about, I didn't find anything to support that.
Right. Well, in the book, you are addressing how Trump rebuilt his empire with help from Russian oligarchs and their money. And there's a lot to understand here. And Seth, I appreciate all the hard work and the investigative reporting. As I said earlier, we need more of this. This is kind of the lost art in today's journalism. And maybe you're shining a light as an example of what needs to be done with future journalistic endeavors if we're going to get this country back on track. And I think to really, give journalists a sense of dignity and productive value. I know that's a bit of an editorial here, but that's just my sentiment on that.
Oh, thank you so much. And it's my pleasure being with you. Thanks so much.
Seth Attena, award-winning journalist on Bill Martinez Live, his new book, Trump Russia.
Mother's Day is this Sunday, and Pro Flowers is offering an amazing special. 100 stunning blooms for mom, plus a free glass vase for $19.99, plus shipping and handling. Go to proflowers.com, click on the blue microphone, and enter the secret code 3000. But hurry, this incredible deal expires this Friday. With fresh flowers, guaranteed delivery, and unique vases and accessories that mom will love, Pro Flowers has everything you need to get your Mother's Day
birthday shopping done for all the moms you know. Order now from ProFlowers to get huge savings. Just pick a delivery date and it's guaranteed or your money back. 100 colorful blooms sent fresh from the fields and guaranteed to stay fresh and beautiful for at least 7 days, starting at $19.99, and will include a free glass vase. Order now because Mother's Day is this Sunday and this incredible special expires this Friday. The only way to get this amazing deal is to go to ProFlowers.com. Click on the blue microphone in the upper right corner and enter the secret code 3000. That's ProFlowers.com, secret code 3000.
It's been said, any society is only 3 missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And our crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a 4-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. $99 for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
Heart-related health problems affect millions of people each year. Maybe you're one of the many who suffer from issues related to angina pain, high blood pressure, congestive heart failure, unbalanced cholesterol, irregular heartbeat, or clogged arteries. There is a solution that doesn't involve expensive prescription drugs that only mask the problem and leave you with horrible side effects. If you are ready to live your life free of sickness, pain, and fear, live your life with increased vitality, energy, and youthfulness, and experience your body healing itself, then you're ready for Heart and Body Extract from Healthy Hearts Club. Here is what one satisfied customer had to say about Heart and Body Extract regarding his angina pain.
I haven't had an angina pain since I've been on it. The Heart Body Extract is just so great. I thank God that I was led to this product that's doing so much for me and that can do so much for other people.
Call to order your 2-month supply of Heart and Body Extract today. Call 1-866-295-5305 or go to hbextract.com.
Hey, millennials, know what you believe and why. Bill Martinez Live.
This is your time, your fault. Don't fight, your fight. You come so far, keep going.
Not only for millennials, but for all of us God-fearing, constitutional-following patriots here in this country. Know what you believe in. Imagine what it would be like. I think Del Tackett once asked that question. Del Tackett from Focus on the Family, and of course, one of my favorite presentations of all time. You'll hear me brag about it from time to time, the Truth Project. He talks about if you really believe what it is that you say that you believe in, you know, how would that dictate your life? And I think so often, you know, in this information age we live in, opinion is flying around and we say things. But, is our walk, reconciling with what it is that we say? And, that is the challenge. And that's something that we all have to ask ourselves. I know we look to the millennials maybe because, they're the next leaders. And we consider what they've been, how they've been indoctrinated. And, of course, more and more evidence coming out. And, here it is. We give them money. We pay all this money for their education. And we find out that they're being indoctrinated, that an overwhelming number of professors are very liberal. And they don't believe in the Constitution. And in many cases, if you really broke it down, there's probably more Marxists and communists involved on the college campuses today than we'd like to think about. I know that's pretty scary when you consider it, but these are the facts, and here's the empirical evidence. So you can argue against it if you want, or you can be educated by it. and maybe make a different decision. What do you think? Brad Dake is with us right now. It's been a while since we've spoken with Brad. I always enjoy my time with Brad. In 97, he founded the Pacific Justice Institute, where he serves as president and continues to defend religious liberties and parental rights. Served as a legislative assistant to U.S. Senator Phil Graham, went on to coordinate religious freedom and parental rights cases throughout the western states. Brad, good to have you back, and how you doing, buddy?
Oh, doing great, Bill. Thanks for letting me be on the program. I always love it.
Hey, there's a couple things I want to talk about, but preeminently, this California bill, AB 2943, that's telling pastors they cannot counsel those wanting to be free from same-sex attraction. Now, the Assembly has passed it and is waiting for Senate approval and, of course, the governor's signature, right?
It's pending in the state Senate right now, mm-hmm. past the state assembly. But the problem is that everyone expects it to pass the state Senate very soon and very easily. And then then it goes to the governor. But it already passed the state assembly. And
exactly.
The state Senate is more liberal. So.
So the chances of it passing, and of course we already know because Governor Brown said he's going to sign it, This is quite shocking and telling. Leave it to California. It's leaning so far left. It's liable to go passing by the volcano there out in on the Big Island.
Yeah, it is really crazy because we already have a law in California, a very radical law that makes it illegal for anyone under 18 who is struggling with same-sex attraction, gender identity, and who wants counseling with a biblical worldview, it makes that illegal with regard to a licensed counselor. We already have that illegal in California. Mm-hmm. What this does, it expands it in several different ways. One is first, it says this it applies to all people, adults, not just those under 18. So no one can get counseling from a licensed counselor. But it goes even farther in that it also deals with anyone, not just licensed counselors, but anyone providing, quote, goods or services, including counseling, mm-hmm. That is in any way has any kind of compensation for it. And the problem is it's so broad, the concept of compensation, it could apply to a pastor at a church where they take tithes, for example.
Mm-hmm.
It could, a church.
How about a radio show? How about a radio show?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's a good point. Yeah, actually even a radio show as well. Where there's any kind of compensation for the services, and which there usually is in some way. Also, mm-hmm. advertising. If someone had a ministry, and we have ministries like this in California, where they help people who are struggling in this area, it would be illegal for them to be able to advertise anywhere about their ministry and helping people. And there's so many hundreds and hundreds, thousands who've benefited, who are living, walking testimonies of such hope. And yet they're treated like they don't even exist. It's the worst form of discrimination and bigotry is treating someone like they don't even exist. That's right. What this legislation does.
Well, when you read the legislation, when you read the bill, it is filled with anecdote, but it's one-sided, to your point.
Yes.
It doesn't counter it with anything and saying, well, here, of all the people, even give me the number of people. Give me the universe. Tell me how many people have been helped or hindered by counseling. That you can tell, and because they're quoting, some credible magazines and journals here to come up with this, a contrived argument.
Right. It is very contrived. And they say, well, scientific fact. It would treat a scientific fact that this guy counseling and assistance in any way, that it can't help in any way, and this is just who you are. Like it whether you like it or not, so to speak. And yet it also even bans books from being sold. Bans mm-hmm. books.
Right.
In the United States of America from being sold that deal with people. Maybe if someone writes an ex-gay, gives his testimony in a book, they want to speak somewhere, or they, or let's say Dr. James Dobson, his mm-hmm. books address it.
Right.
A lot of his books effectively would be banned to be sold in the state of California. That is how draconian and censorship-oriented this legislation is. It's very tyrannical.
It really is Marxist. I mean, this whole deal, it's unbelievable that it's happening. And I know people, this is a national radio show, and other parts of the country go, well, that's just California. They've been kind of crazy anyway. But, you know, what happens is it gives them momentum and it gives some sort of credence to the argument. But, you know, keep in mind that in this bill, they don't even address how many people in the gay community are committing suicide today, just trying to reconcile the conflict that they're dealing with. And so basically the government has said, nah, we've determined it's not a conflict that you're, what are they telling them? That they're crazy because they want to kill themselves because they can't reconcile, you know, within themselves and their own person, whether or not they're a male or female.
Oh, yeah. With regard to gender identity,
mm-hmm.
Yeah, they ignore that completely, the high suicide rate. And I'm glad you mentioned that because, you know, John Hopkins University Medical Center, they're the ones who first started transgender surgery. They're one of the very, very first. And they stopped it. And the reason is because the head doctor there looked at the evidence and found that that the suicide rate and depression rate does not decrease after transgender surgery. It has no physical justification because it's totally a mental condition. Transgenderism is a mental condition.
Mm-hmm.
And there's no and when they do the physical surgery, there's no benefit in any mm-hmm. way. And people say, well, that's because society is not affirming. But the suicide rate is just as high in San Francisco and in very liberal, you know, more affirming areas than it is as it is in other places. So it's an internal issue that is being ignored. Even transgenders will validate that oftentimes. And so it's just a piece of propaganda, and people will pay the price for it, unfortunately.
Pretty crazy, Brad. I mean, here you are. Just that statement that you made would put you in the crosshairs of the state of California. You know, in talking about the confusion of transgender identity, California, at the risk of their own citizens and residents, are saying, the facts be damned. This is the new doctrine, and you will follow it. If not, we're going to use the full power of the state of California to come after you.
Right.
Well, once again, this is their government at work, and it's up to Californians to let their outcry be heard. Brad Dacus from the Pacific Justice Institute on Bill Martinez. Thank you, Brad.
Posting your job opening to an online job search site is like drinking from a fire hose. You get more resumes than you know what to do with. Robert Half is the better way to hire. Our candidates are interviewed and custom matched to your exact hiring requirements. Quickly, satisfaction guaranteed. So what you need is just what you'll get. Robert Half, the experts in accounting, finance, IT, legal, marketing, and administrative staffing. Learn more at roberthalf.com/radio.
Mother's Day is this Sunday, and Pro Flowers is offering an amazing special. 100 stunning blooms for mom, plus a free glass vase for $19.99, plus shipping and handling. Go to proflowers.com. Click on the blue microphone and enter the secret code 3000. But hurry! This incredible deal expires this Friday. With fresh flowers, guaranteed delivery, and unique vases and accessories that mom will love, Pro Flowers has everything you need to get your Mother's Day shopping done for all the moms you know. Order now from Pro Flowers to get huge savings. Just pick a delivery date, and it's guaranteed or your money back. 100 colorful blooms sent fresh from the fields and guaranteed to stay fresh and beautiful for at least 7 days, starting at $19.99, and will include a free glass vase. Order now because Mother's Day is this Sunday and this incredible special expires this Friday. The only way to get this amazing deal is to go to proflowers.com. Click on the blue microphone in the upper right corner and enter the secret code 3000. That's proflowers.com, secret code 3000.
Hey, this is Shaq. When I was playing ball, our team doctors helped me overcome pain with something called TENS therapy. And Icy Hot Smart Relief is that same kind of therapy. You just push a button and whoosh. Smart Relief sends waves of relaxing pulses that immediately start blocking pain. Back, hip, knee, or shoulder pain. Even works for hours after you turn it off. Man, this Smart Relief is so smart they should call it Shaq Relief. Ooh, I like that one. Somebody write that down for me. Turn on Smart Relief and turn off pain. Get my lawyer on the phone. You need to patent that.
Use only as directed.
Bad theater seats, cheap Halloween masks, my apartment.
all things with obstructed views. Add to these large trucks and buses. 18-wheelers and large buses have big blind spots, and like my apartment, they don't always have the best view. Bus and truck drivers deal with blind spots around the entire vehicle. Always take care not to ride alongside or too close behind them. Our roads, our responsibility. Learn more at sharetheroadsafely.gov.
With uncertain times in the United States, it's only prudent to consider storing precious metals in a safe place outside our borders. At Miles Franklin, we have done just that for you. Partnered with the most respected storage company in the industry, Miles Franklin is proud to offer the only fully insured private safe deposit box program in North America, held in Vancouver and Toronto. Send us your previously purchased precious metals or have one of our brokers help you purchase something new. Questions? Please call one of our experienced brokers at 866-485-4346. Solid foundational storage partnered with the most respected name in security. Maintaining an A-plus Better Business Bureau rating and residing in Minnesota, the only state in America that regulates the precious metals industry, making doing business in precious metals with Miles Franklin the safest choice. Call us at 866-485-4346. Again, that's 866-485-4346. Miles Franklin Limited, a name you can trust.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
Bill Martinez.
He has amassed an incredibly large DVD library, and it is said that he never once alphabetized it. If he were to mail a letter without postage, it would still get there. When it is raining, it is because he's thinking about something sad. The pheromones he secretes have been known to affect people miles away in a slight but measurable way. He once punched a magician. That's right. You heard me. His hands feel like rich brown suede. He is the most interesting man in the world.
Stay listening, my friend. Bill Martinez Live.
AK, I had to play that for you. our good friend in Los Angeles, Big Wave Dave, has outdone himself. The most interesting man alive.
I'm glad you think so highly of yourself, my friend. I love it.
It's others, you know. You know, the one thing you do is you let other people brag on you. You know, that way you just
you just
get the chuckle because you have no idea how untrue and just the opposite that might be. But hey, it's what makes the world go round, ladies and gentlemen. Andrea Kay, yes, star of TV and radio and all that good stuff, and she joins us every week because she's keeping a pulse on the scuttlebutt around the cooler, and the water cooler talk is, boy, it's buzzing like crazy. Hey, well, what is going on with liberals? I mean, you know, Melania comes out, she has a campaign. I mean, well, at least we're not talking about bad food for kids. It's about looking to each kid's highest, and because there's an adjective article that's missing out of the campaign, you know, it's like everybody's going sideways in the comments they made, you know, about her, about the Be Best Kids campaign. It's like, oh, you know, how stupid is that? You know, it's like, come on, really?
Well, yeah, because, you know, if you've got people talking about your slogan, you've won.
Yes, exactly.
Isn't that the goal of every advertising campaign, that it be memorable?
Mm-hmm.
Even if it's annoying, that's a success. That's a win. It's when people don't notice your campaign that you've lost. Everything about Melania is winning. That's one reason why they hate her. You know, a recent poll came out. She's got 50% approval right now, but only 35% approval with Democrats. And you got to ask yourself, what in the world could they possibly disapprove of her over? What has she done? It's
exactly.
Not even remotely rational. And it's to the point to where it just proves how absolutely irrational and immature and emotion-based the left really is. It's not that their policies aren't based in fact in any type of ability to quantify the benefits of their policies for Americans. That's why they have to lie to get it passed. Mm-hmm. If you like your doctor, you can keep your doctor.
Right.
So,
right.
You know, it just doesn't even make sense. And it just, the left continues as Trump and Melania continue to rack up success after success in the White House and prove that they've got the goods to actually make America great again. The more the left spins out of control and reveals that they really are about intolerance, about hate, about everything that they say that they're against.
Well, in spite of their resistance, meanwhile, you know, Trump and the rest of us don't know better. We're just going about getting the country back on track. It's unfortunate. We had hoped that they would be on our side because that's the American side. It's not a Republican or Democratic thing. It's a we thing. It's a United States thing. My good buddy Bob Cook in California, sometimes in Tennessee, sent me this this clip. It's Andy Griffith and Opie, you know, fishing. And Opie asks Andy, goes, "Dad, what's losing?" And Andy says, "I'm not sure, son. I voted for Trump."
It's yummy, isn't it?
Yeah, it
when
really
you think
is.
About, you know, when you read the everything about the left, by the way, is so narcissistic. I mean, if you study narcissistic personality disorder, you will see, first of all, Obama as the face of narcissistic personality disorder, and then you will see the symptoms of the entire Democrat and the left. And, you know, they, when you read Obama's statement yesterday, oh my gosh,
yes.
I mean, the turmoil and the angst and the anger, because narcissism is about control, and that's what liberalism is about. And they are about forcing their will and their ideology onto others. And, you know, that's one reason why they can't go away. When have we ever had a former administration, Bill, that's refusing to go away anywhere?
No,
we got
I know exactly.
Set up shop in Washington, D.C. We got Kerry over talking to Iran.
Yes, you talk about a violation of the Logan Act. I mean, Devin Nunes says, "Hey, look at we. You know, we're gonna call. I mean, if you're gonna go after Mike Flynn doing his job in the transition, which is a natural thing now after the fact that everybody is agreeing that would be a natural thing to do. Is talking. You're the incoming administration. You want to get your ducks in a row so you can hit the ground running as if it's going to be difficult enough come January the 20th when you come into office. But somehow that's some sort of violation, and you know, but yet here's John Kerry and President Obama is like, look at, you know, you guys messed this stuff up, and like Kerry's going to go there and straighten things out. Well, I'll tell you, we, you know, it has been, you know, they say it's one of those acts that are there that isn't enacted on, but I think that there needs to be some action taken in light of what they did to Mike Flynn. Why would you not do to John Kerry what they did to Flynn?
Well, that's a great question. And the answer to that is really, you know, why would we have Andrew McCabe and others that have flat out lied and you know, they're trying to use another word for it, that he was, Andrew McCabe in his interrogations was less than forthcoming or whatever. They don't want to say that he lied. Where's the indictment of him?
Exactly.
Flynn is having to sell his home and has racked up legal fees like crazy because of a supposed lie that he told the FBI, which Comey actually said at the time that the FBI didn't even think that he lied. So, you know, the bottom line is the American people are tired of two sets of laws to where, you know, the liberals and anybody connected with the Democrat Party or sympathetic to the Democrat Party in the deep state, by the way, which involves both parties. The American people are tired of seeing that. They're tired of seeing people like Michael Caputo, who had little to nothing involved with the Trump campaign or the presidency. He's near bankrupt. And that's why he went and gave a scathing rebuke to the Senate committee. But we've got two sets of laws going on. And again, going back to using, I wasn't planning on it, the narcissistic personality disorder, but that's what it's about. You know, I'm going to lay down laws for you that don't apply to me. And that's what's going on. If we have this Logan Act, why do we have it if we're never going to use it?
I'm
trying to hear people say, well, it's little used. Why?
Right.
What's the point? We need to start enforcing our laws. All this stuff
needs to happen. It needs to be fast-tracked. I mean, the fact that the FBI is holding back information, you know, Jeff Sessions, he's got some splaining to do. And if not splaining, then, you know, then there needs to be some contempt charges by Congress. I mean, this has been the problem. I mean, the reason we got caught in this Iran nuclear deal that's the worst deal ever is, where's Congress? They're MIA on this. I mean, you allow a I don't care. Even if he's a sitting president, to unilaterally tie America's hands into a goofy deal that most people would agree is goofy, that did not fulfill its promise. Marco Rubio said this on the campaign, and I agree with him. He still insists this to be the case, that we didn't. All we did was defer Iran's nuclear ambitions and paid them billions of dollars of kind of secret hush money in order to do that.
Exactly. Basically, what we did was we funded Iran's capability. The United States of America took taxpayer money from American citizens and gave it to the largest state sponsor of terrorism around the world that kills Americans. Yeah. It did also on the battlefield in Iraq, funds, you know, the suicide bombers out of Hezbollah.
We don't even get a patch. We don't even get a sponsorship patch on their uniforms, do we? Hezbollah is not wearing the American flag sponsorship for, you know, these bombs brought to you by the citizens of America.
Exactly. They also got away with the drug running scheme that was going on with them as well. So, and all we really got was a delay. We don't even know, and there was still so much of this deal that was done in secret behind the scenes. I mean, it literally was a president. I'm just going to say it. The deal is so bad that it's literally a president of the United States who basically is acted on behalf of the enemy and gave them the means and the ability to destroy us. And, you know, and yeah, you're right. Congress let him get away with it. And that includes both parties. And it's time for, when it comes back to Sessions, though, I will also say that I think that President Trump is getting some bad legal advice. And I think he's being told, and I heard it, and I wish it was my idea. I can't remember who thought of it. But, I mean, I think that he's getting advice that if he fires Sessions and if he fires Rosenstein, that he's then going to be in legal jeopardy for obstruction of justice. I think President Trump needs to do what's right for the American people. He has the right under the Constitution to fire him.
Yeah, sure, absolutely.
Fire Sessions, Rosenstein, and Mueller, and let the political chips fall.
Well, there's going to have to be a day of reconciliation regardless. If they're going to clean up this mess, if people think that the mess in the FBI and the intelligence community is right there with James Comey only. See, this is what happens all the time in government speak and process. You know, they only have one person is the scapegoat. The culture is so deep, and the deep state is so refined. It has been in operation for many administrations, and it knows when to tuck tail and to live another day. But they're going to need to dig deep on this, and they're going to need to open up the body, because the corruption has metastasized throughout the intelligence community. And, you know, people are quick to say, well, the downline officers, and contingents of the intelligence community need to stand up and let people know what they stand for. Do they stand for integrity and all that the FBI, CIA, and the intelligence community represents, or are they going to be behind the efforts of Rosenstein, McCabe, Comey, and Mueller?
Their silence makes them complicit, and I'm glad you're calling them out for it. I'm tired of hearing people saying you can't criticize these agencies.
Well, they've got to be cleaned up, A.K., if we're really going to get down to it and drain the swamp. I mean, and draining the swamp, there's no question. It took a long time for the swamp to be developed. It's going to take a while to clean it up, but you got to be serious about doing it. Andrea Kay on Bill Martinez Live. Thanks, A.K.
Don't become dependent on the medical system. Get and stay healthy naturally with Extendivite. Metals in the liver cause peroxides to get dumped into the bloodstream. Peroxides do more damage than free radicals to the arteries, and the LDL has no protection from peroxides, causing the LDL to get stuck in the arteries, creating a potential blockage. Extendivite slowly chelates the metals away from the liver so it can dispose of what was meant to be a harmless process, peroxide. Extendivite's seven herbs has a job to strengthen the organs and circulatory highway. Can you afford a heart attack? Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit
heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extend.